Damos continuidad.
Let us resume our constructive dialogue. There's 12 or 13 minutes remaining to us this afternoon, so I'll once again pass the floor to the head of delegation, Ivan Manolo Lima Magne, Minister for Justice and Transparency. I want to just say that there were a couple of points that weren't very clear in the last section. The first related to the participation of civil society in drafting the report presented to the committee, and also what mechanisms are there for civil society to participate in decision-making processes, be that intervening in discussing the drafting of a law or within an institution such as a consultative council. And the second question was, what system do you have for following up on the resolution for international instruments? What's the experience been to follow up on the various resolutions from the different committees, as is the case, for example, in this case of the Committee on Migrant Workers? It would seem important for the system to be able to establish how many resolutions there are pending, for example, in the area of migration and any other area. What mechanism do you have at your disposal to ensure compliance with the resolutions, basically? So the head of delegation has the floor. Minister Ivan Lima, please. Firstly, we'd like to thank you for your statement. We could